Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. Hundreds of millions of Muslims remind me of Cornelius. Do you remember Cornelius? Mentioned in Acts 10 in the Bible as a Roman army officer. He was not a Jew. He was not born again Christian. But the word of God described him as a devout God-fearing man who gave generously to the poor and prayed regularly to God. One afternoon, Cornelius had a vision in which he saw an angel of God coming toward him. The angel told him, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering." Wow! Cornelius used to pray and fast to God, even though he was not sure who God exactly is. We need to remember that. The Bible records that God told Cornelius through his angel, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering." And God told Peter, "Go tell Cornelius about Jesus," because Cornelius' knowledge about God was not enough for his salvation. I feel that God also speaks to you and to me right now. Go to the lost people and Muslims and tell them about Jesus. See, we can't assume that there is nothing going on between people and Muslims and God. However, before God can use Peter effectively, God helped Peter to overcome his prejudice toward a God-fearing man like Cornelius from different background. Very important. Why? Because that is exactly what God desires to do in His church in America today, and all over the world, of course, not only in America. Let me ask you a question. If God asks you right now, my dear brothers and sisters, do you love Muslims like you love the Jewish people and the European people? What would be your answer? God wants His church to treat Muslims without prejudice, equally like we treat anybody else, and love them and treat them with respect, gently, with love, like we should with anybody, and then tell them about Jesus. This is the order. So I want to encourage you to tell your Muslim friend, the Bible clearly proves that God loves Ishmael. We know from Genesis 21, you know, the beautiful story that when Hagar and Ishmael ran out of water and they were dying, God saved their lives. Okay, we read in Genesis 21, God was with Ishmael as he grew up. You see, Ishmael and his mother Hagar wandered through the desert region and they ran out of water. Hagar and Ishmael were sitting in the desert sobbing, crying at their imminent death, but God responds to Ishmael crying by providing a well of water and encouraging Hagar with a promise and gentle words. Remember that. God saved Hagar and Ishmael's lives, And by doing that, of course, he gave us proof that Ishmael's birth was not just merely simply a mistake Abraham did. When I read this story, I felt God was telling me this proves to us that God has marvelous plan for Ishmael's birth because he intervened and saved their lives, he and his mother. God showed us his special love for Ishmael and his descendants. Ishmael's name and his first two sons' names, Kedar and Nebaioth, were mentioned in the Holy Scriptures. We can read their names in 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 28-29. And in Isaiah 21, verses 13-17, we know God told us that the Arab people came from Kedar, one of Ishmael's sons. So, in 1 Chronicles chapter 1, we read Ishmael's name and his first two sons' names, Kedar and Nebaioth. Isaiah 21 tells us the Arab people came from Kedar. Are you with me? This is very important. Why? Because we discover very important prophecy in Isaiah 60, verse 7. All Kedar's flocks will be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth will serve you. They will be accepted as offerings on my altar. Tan-tara-tan-tan-tan. This is an extremely exciting, significant prophecy. Why? I will tell you why. Are you ready? Because at the time God gave these words to prophet Isaiah and asked Isaiah to say these words, I discovered from reading so many Christian commentaries that Kedar and Nebaioth were already dead 1,000 years ago. Wow, are you with me? When God told the prophet Isaiah to say these words, that Kedar and Nebaioth's rams and flocks would be accepted as offerings on my altar, God was not referring to the persons of Kedar and Nebaioth. Why? Do you know why? I hope you remember. Because they were dead 1,000 years ago. Aha! Clearly, God was referring to their descendants. Let me give you a personal testimony. About 8 years ago, one day, me and my wife were overwhelmed with the ministry to Muslims. How can we fulfill our calling? And we had a sense of urgency and passion. How can we reach all this growing Muslim population, even in Orange County and all over America and the world? You know, we want to bring every Muslim to Christ. God spoke to us both very clearly and guided us and said, it is not my will that you do this ministry alone by yourselves. You need to start a non-profit ministry, Glad News for Muslims, because this is not your ministry. This is the church ministry. You only a part of the ministry. So we looked at each other and said, wow, what a relief. We are going to start a nonprofit ministry and the people is going to help us to fulfill our calling. Immediately, the first question we asked is, which Bible verse are we going to put in our letterhead? Never forget that day. Immediately, as we asked the question, God gave us John 10:16. If you remember that verse, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I have other sheep. Two that are not in this sheepfold, I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. John 10:14-16. Wow, God wants his church today to know, and it is my joy to tell you that multitudes of these sheep are the flocks and the rams of Kedar and Nebaioth. Arabs and Muslims will be gathered with their families. They will be saved in the day of the harvest. You know, my dear listener, I prayed for years that God will open the door for me to share these prophecies, this message, and the knowledge and the experience he gave me on the radio with multitudes of Christians. Because I know that God wants his church to know that he will save multitudes of Arabs and Muslims. Isn't that awesome? By the grace of God and by the help of many believers, I am so grateful to God that he answered my prayers. Hallelujah. Thank God. We have a presence in many radio stations right now, and the best is yet to come. God wants his church to be motivated to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. We need to be prepared, my Christian brothers and sisters, and equipped to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, trusting that God will provide the divine appointments for us to meet with Muslims and to be used by him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you, God. We are so grateful to you that you answer our prayers when we walk with you and trust you. God, right now, I pray with my brothers and sisters that you will prepare us, equip our fellowships to share Jesus effectively with Muslims and open the door for us. Give us the chance and the opportunity to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. My dear brothers and sisters, don't hesitate if you have any question or if I can help you to share Jesus effectively with your Muslim acquaintances. Contact me. God's peace and grace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.